farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Close to 1,500 banana and plantain farmers to benefit from the Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures Program. I'm Camilla Guthrie and I'll have the details after the break.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
1,400 members of the All Island Banana Growers Association, the AIBGA, are to benefit from an agreement signed between the European Union, the EU, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. The contract will see the EU supporting the Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures Program to the tune of 1.7 million euros.
This funding is intended to ensure effective project management of the banana accompanying measures and will impact some 1,400 plantain and banana growers who are members of the All Island Banana Growers Association.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. Minister Clark adds that ensuring effective project management is only one way funds will be used.
These funds will be used mainly to provide capacity building and technical assistance to AIBGA, support the establishment of a commercial entity for the AIBGA, strengthen the district branches into production clusters, provide infrastructural improvement for AIBGA's stores and facilities.
The Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures Program will be implemented over a 4-year period in 6 parishes.
This program will be implemented in the banana growing parishes of St. Thomas, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. James, Portland, and St. Mary, and forms part of government's poverty eradication strategy by increasing the ability of small farmers to increase their production and productivity.
A second contract valuing just over 1 million euro has been signed between the EU and the Banana Board. The funds are to be used to provide the board with the technical expertise.
This contract is in the sum of euro 1,904,485 and will be used to update and transfer production diagnostic and technology protocol, update and deliver the extension methodology package, implement a public awareness campaign, prepare institutional and financial framework for future delivery of the extension services, prepare financial framework for the delivery of applied research and the technology transfer services, develop and expand the nursery operations for the production of new and conventional banana varieties, and reinforce the system for distributing the seedlings.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. EU Ambassador Paula Amadei says the contract is a signal of the EU's unwavering commitment to the development of the local banana sector.
The banana program reflects the core objective of the development policy of the European Union. Sustainable, locally developed practice, smallholder agriculture and their organization, strengthening of supply and marketing chain.
The proverb for this morning is, sometimes you have to walk around barricade. Translation, sometimes you have to walk around a barricade. This means that creative thinking allows you to get around the obstacles you encounter in life. And that's where we end this morning's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.